Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday, baby. Yes, broadcasting live from the Windy City. Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I am your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. It's cloudy around here, broadcasting from the Windy City. It's cloudy out, a little rainy and everything like that. 44 degrees around here in the Windy City. It's November 27, 2022, 2:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 3:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say up in here. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Kenya, Zimbabwe, East and West Africa, the UK, and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karun Putani. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Please do visit GumbaRum.com for all your rum libation needs. We do have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. That's natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, the CEO and the proud founder of Gumba Rum is Steve Gum. Now listen, y'all, I've been working for Steve Gum a long time. I don't know what's wrong with this man. You know, money don't grow on trees and all like that. I have not seen a paycheck from Steve Gum in about 6 months. You know what I mean? Listen, I'm pushing this music. I'm doing all that I can possibly do for everybody. You know what I mean? I don't know why Steve thinks I'm Wonder Woman or something. Listen, Steve, honey, I'm going to have to tell you. Y'all know I'm just entertained. You know I love me so sweet. Now, baby, you already know. You already know it's all about entertainment. Sometimes I have to say that because people, I don't know, they think you really be talking about, and all you're doing is entertaining the good people. You know what I mean? Now, listen up in here. I got a really, really, really special artist on today, independent artist Joseph Lanyo. He got some great music on today. Now, listen, you guys, before I get into the music, please do me a little bitty favor while you're on Facebook. Use the keyword, the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. Now, listen, Mama been real busy around here. I am telling you what's the truth. So, listen, I really hadn't had time to get into no breaking headlines, but I got some time on today. Listen up in here. I saw something. I say, now, wait a minute. Mama got something to say about this up in here. Listen, this was on MSN. You know, MSN. Now, listen, the story goes like this. This lady and her husband decided to take a trip. You know, it was a cross-country trip. She was flying international with her child. Now, listen, the couple had a three-year-old baby. You know, she says the baby was well-behaved and everything. The child is used to flying. So, you know, listen, when you have a child that's used to flying, the baby knows how to behave right now. I'm just laying the story down. Now, listen, this is what happened. Somebody had the nerve to get an attitude because this couple bought a ticket for their child to sit in a seat. Do you hear me up in here? The three-year-old is in his own seat, minding his own business, mind you. But now another passenger had the audacity to get mad because the baby was in a seat. I say, now what's the matter? He had his own ticket. What's wrong with him? Listen, if the couple wanted to buy a ticket, a first-class ticket for their roaches and their ratchets and their hammers and things like that, they could buy the ticket, but the ratchets, you know, all in the seat. What's the problem? What's the problem? They paid for the seat. Now, listen, now that ain't the end of the story. Y'all know what happened? The man was so mad, he went and got the flight attendants to tell the flight attendants that the baby was in the seat. And the flight attendants went to tell the man. He says, now listen, they bought the ticket, they in the right seat, so there's nothing to complain about. Now, let me tell you this here. The man was still upset, so when the flight was over, when they reached their destination, the man decides he's going to cuss the mother out because the three-year-old was in the seat. Now, you know, I have never in my life heard nothing like that. Now, listen, he got mad because he told the lady and her husband that children was not allowed in first class. Now, that's a lie. If you got the money, and the lady said, well, they had the money to buy the ticket, so what's the problem? You know what I mean. People try to tend to their business and everybody else's, too. So, you know what, mister? Next time you get your ticket and you go in coach. How about that? You get you a coach ticket and you got a problem with somebody sitting in their own seat. Now listen, let me get on down with the music up in here. All right, now listen, I got some really great music on today. Independent artist Joseph Lanyon. Listen, he's a young Afrobeat, Afro-gospel music artist from the United States. Now, listen, he was born in West Africa. He does speak French and English as well. He learned at a young age. So, listen, his music is all about inspiration and encouragement. He wants to encourage everybody, you know, and we need all the encouragement we can get. So, listen, I got some great music from this artist. I love it. Now, listen, the first one that's coming up, it is called Be the Key. Y'all hear me up in here? It is called Be the Key. Once again, independent artist Joseph Lanyo. That's L-A-N-Y-O. L-A-N-Y-O, and this is a musical salute for this artist. He has some great music. It sounds really awesome. You're going to enjoy it, and you're going to love it. Once again, the name of the song is Be the Key. Y'all sit back, relax on this Sunday afternoon, and enjoy some great music with Mama. Here we go. Come on, engineer. It is Be the Key. Hey, it's going on. Your music is being heard all over the world. I do want to take a moment and say thank you to all the listeners. We do have a listenership of 80% listening from the U.S., and we do have 20% of our listeners that are international listeners, and they do listen in pretty much every day. And I do want to thank you guys for supporting and listening. Thank you. Now, listen, I got some great music coming up, and I got another one coming up from independent artist Joseph Langio. And let me say this about the song Be the Key. Let me tell y'all something. In life, now, he was talking about, you know, coming back to the Lord. He's singing about coming back to the Lord or coming back to God. Now, listen, let me tell y'all something. In life, we do get to different places in life. And you know something? You know, every day is a different day. You know, I used to have a pastor, and he was one of the greatest pastors that I could have sat under. You know what I mean? And he would always say, one day at a time. Now, I was really young back then. I was in my 20s, and, you know, not young, but, you know, and a young adult, put it like that. So, listen, and I, preaching the gospel, that really got my start there, preaching the gospel, doing things like that. And he would always say, evangelist, one day at a time, one day at a time. One day at a time. It's the reason why I'm saying this. Every time he would see me, he would put up that little thing. He said, one day at a time. I'm like, why is he always telling me one day at a time? You know what I mean? Now, listen, I'm the kind of person, I am super charged up and always gung-ho, and I will go and get the masses in 1 second. And he knew that. He knew me very well. And so he would always say he knew me. You know, when you have a pastor, oh, God, I don't know why I'm going this way. When you have an apostle or a pastor, they know their flock. They know their flock one by one, and they know them all very well. So listen, when you have an apostle that's called, handpicked, and chosen out by God, he knows his children. See, listen, an apostle or a pastor, they know their children. It's just like they're the parent. Now, listen, I'm not saying that they are like your father, but in a way they are. They're your spiritual father. And they know every single person that's in their flock. Now, listen, they know what's right with you, and they know what's wrong with you. They ain't going to tell you everything. Oh, good gosh. So, listen, I'm going into a life lesson. They are not going to, when they discern your spirit, they are not going to tell you, you know, everything that they're saying, because they're not supposed to. Apostles keep those things to themselves. It's between them and God. Now, listen, let me tell you something. So the apostle would always tell me, evangelist, one day at a time, one day at a time. Now, the point of me saying this, stay with the story, the point of me saying this is, when he's singing about be the king, you cannot accomplish everything you are trying to accomplish in one day. And so apostle, that pastor would always tell me one day at a time, because I would be out trying to save the world all in one day, because I'd be trying to get them. I'd be hitting them and getting them, you know. So listen, one day at a time, y'all. So the point of the song is this, would be the king. You got to do it a step at a time. You got to do it a day at a time. And you got to do it with God on your side. Listen, when you have God on your side, there is nothing to doubt. Now, listen, let me tell you something. I'm the kind of person where I know what I know, what I know, what I know, because I know my faith in God is unshakable, unmovable, and I know God is always, he's always there. He's not going nowhere. You know what I mean? He's on his throne. He's not going nowhere. He's omnipresent. And I know that the enemy is not omnipresent. He got his little imps and things like that. But listen, I am talking about independent artist Joseph Langio. If you're just tuning in, I'm talking about the song Be the Key. So listen, everybody, if you think that you feel like you're in a rush, now listen, Satan will try to make you feel like you have to be in a hurry to do everything. But listen, it is one day at a time, a step at a time. All right, now listen, I'm going to get on to the next song. I'm talking about independent artist Joseph Langio. He's got some great music, great sound, great beat, and I am enjoying it. Now listen, we just had a sermon. He just gave us a sermon, and the song was Be the Key. So the next one is Akape. Now listen, it is AKPE. Take a listen to this. Check this out. All right. I like that. I like it. Listen, the music is saucy. It is hot. And it's encouraging. And we all need encouragement, don't we? We all need encouragement. So listen, I am pretty much out of time. It's been a stone cold blast. But guess what? I get to come back later on today and do it all over again. In the special words of Don Kaneez, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and peace.